Okay, let's pick up with the Gemara and Daf Hey Amud Aleph. We're about four or five lines up from the bottom. The first word on the line is Mitzora. So the Gemara says, we're at the very end of the line where it says Tan Rabbanan. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa of the Fallon. The Braisa analyzes the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai. The Pasuk says, In B'chukosai Telechu, if you guys go in my laws. So, Ein Im Elalashon Tachnunim. The word Im is a lashon of tachnunim, of supplication. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is requesting of Klal Yisrael, please go in my laws, follow my laws. V'cheinu omrin. Similarly, you find the pasuk saying Lu ami shomeli. Right, this is the pasuk we say Lu ami shomeli Yisrael b'drachai yahalechu kemat oveihem achnia ve'al tzareim l'shiv yadi. So here's a similar idea. Lu ami shomeli Yisrael b'drachai yahalechu. They should go in my ways. Also, a lashon of lu, a lashon of please. Of Omer, and similarly, lu hikshaf to limitzvosai vayhi kanar shalom mecha. And pasuk continues. Let's read it down from the pasuk, the fuller pasuk in the Shai Mimchas. Lu hikshaf to limitzvosai vayhi kanar shalom mecha v'tzakascha kagali ayam vayhi kachol zarecha v'tzetze me'echa kimal tzav lo yikareis lo shemid shemom mofanai. Similar idea over here. Lu hikshaf to limitzvosai. Right, if only, meaning literally would be, if only you guys would listen to my mitzvos, similar idea. Please listen to my mitzvos. Please adhere to my mitzvos. Okay, so, says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we have learned in another Raisa, going back to this pasuk that we cited before, Mi Yitein V'Hayo Levavim Zelahem. Now, the way that we talked about this before is that this is, Kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu remarking, is him saying, Mi Yitein V'Hayo Levavim Zelahem Liyoro. See, right, who could ensure that you'll have the right hearts, that you will be such Yari Shemaim, Vilishamors Komitzvasai, Kolayam, that you should keep my mitzvahs, the manita lahem levnim la'olam, right? And we said the way that we talked about this pasuk before is that this was a remark that after Klal Yisrael by Maimon Har Sinai are in such a high madrega, and they say to Moshe Rabbeinu, look, we can't handle talking, listening straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so please, you be the intermediary. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wow, what amazing Yerushalayim. That's the simple understanding of the pasuk. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying also this point here that who could possibly put in you that you should have this kind of Yerushalayim forever? Now, what should have been the response from Klal Yisrael, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, who is there out there who could possibly, you know, give you, ensure that you have the right kind of Yerushalayim? So says the Gemara, Hayolem lomar. So miyitin v'hayolavam zelahem. Amalad Moshe liYisrael. Moshe says to Klai Yisrael, Kivui tova b'nei kivui tova. You are people who are a person who's a kafui tova is a person who's ungrateful, not appreciative. So he's saying kivui tova. You guys are ingrates, the sons of ingrates. Why? B'shasha Markash Baruch Hu liYisrael. The time that Markash Baruch Hu said to Klai Yisrael, miyitin v'hayolavam zelahem. When Hashem said that to them, Hayolem lomar. They should have said, Teinata. You should give us. Meaning you're the person who can ensure, who could help us out to make sure that we keep your mitzvahs. Now, why does that make them ungrateful? So the way that Tosfos seems to understand this is that they didn't want to have to depend on somebody else, to have to give to rely on somebody else, to have to say thank you to somebody else. Okay, so that makes them kvoi tova. Kvoi tova. Now, so when we say that's the haylam lomar tein ata, so kifuye tova. Where do you see in the Pesukim that they are Kifuyei Tova? V'nafshenu katza b'alechem haklokel. This is where Klal Yisrael says, you know, we're sick and tired of their man, of the man. Our souls are disgusted b'alechem haklokel, by the lechem haklokel, the bread that is klokel, which is from a lashon of kal. What was so unique about the man, as Rashi explains, is that the man had the perfect amount of nutrients that it could be absorbed entirely into the body, and therefore there was no need to go to the bathroom. And so what they were saying is that, you know, this is really weird, strange food. We're not interested in this weird, strange food anymore. And really, this was a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they, in order to go to the bathroom, you had to leave the machana, which could have been a distance of three parsa. So by eating food that didn't result in them having to relieve themselves, this was a tremendous chesed, and they were being very ungrateful and saying, you know, we're sick and tired of this mun. Now that's where you see that they are kfuyitova. B'nei kfuyitova, where do you see that Klal Yisrael are the sons of people who are ungrateful? The chesed is the pasuk writes, Ha'isha asher nasate imadi hinas nali mina etzo ochel. Right, va'ochel. This is where Adam Arishan says, Takash Baruch Hu, it's not my fault. The woman that you gave me, she's the one who gave me to eat from this, from the Eitz Hadas. And this was a very ungrateful remark, because he was saying, you know, it's all your fault. You gave her to me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Chava to Adam as an Ezer to help Adam out. Okay, so now, Af Moshe Rabbeinu lo rims alehen liyisrael ela achar ban shanah. By the way, even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't allude to this, to the fact that they should have taken up HaKadosh Baruch Hu an offer, and they should have said, you know, you're the one who could help us out, to help us with Yerushalayim, to help us keep your mitzvahs. So even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't allude to this until after the 40 years were over. Shemar, as the pasuk says, Va'oleich eschem arba'im shana b'midbar lobolu samosechem ma'aleichem anachal lobalsa me'araglecha. Right, I took you, I led you in the desert for 40 years. The, you know, your clothing never got worn out. So so this was Moshe Rabbeinu talking to him in the 40th year. Uksiv v'lona sen Hashem lechem leiv. Right, and if you read the full pasuk, this is the pasuk right before where it's v'lona sen Hashem lechem leiv ladas. Hashem did not give to you a leiv ladas ve'inayim l'ros, or eyes to see, v'asnayim l'shmo arayom hazeh, or ears to hear until this day. Meaning to say, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying now that, you know, years ago when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this offer on the table of, you know, who could ensure that you keep the mitzvahs, that you keep the Torah, so you didn't appreciate that. You didn't have the lev ladas and the eyes to see and the ears to hear. And so Moshe Rabbeinu is alluding to this now at the very end of the 40 years. Amar Rabba, or some have it as Amar Rava, Shema Minas, what do you see from here? Is lo kai inesh adai te de Rabbi. Literally, that means a person does not stand on the das of his master, of his Rebbe, of his teacher, Adar Ban Shinin, until 40 years. Meaning to say, a person doesn't realize what his Rebbe is getting at until 40 years, because Moshe Rabbeinu himself doesn't think to pay attention to this point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. And so now, after the 40 years are over, Moshe Rabbeinu says, guys, you know, you should have thought twice about this offer, about this remark that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made years before. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Bina. Rabbi Yochanan quotes from Rabbi Bina. Ma'ev d'chsiv, what's this pasuk in Yeshai, where the pasuk says, Ashreichem zare al kolmayim, praiseworthy or fortunate are you, the people who plant seeds on all water, mishalchei regel hashor v'hachamor, those who send the foot of the ox and donkey. What's the meaning of this pasuk? So the way that he interprets it is as follows: Ashreim Yisrael b'zman she'oskin b'Torah v'gmilas chasadim. Fortunate are Klal Yisrael the time that they engage in Torah and in Chesed, yitzram maser b'yadam, that their Yetzer Hara is given over in their hand. They have control over their Yetzer Hara when they are engaged in Torah and Chesed. Ve'en heim mishrim b'yad Yitzram, and they are not given over into the hands of the Yetzer. The Yetzer doesn't have control over them when they are engaged in Torah and in Chesed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ashreichem zare al komayim, fortunate are you those who plant seeds on all water. What do you see about Torah and about Chesed and about the Yetzer Hara there? The ein zeriya el tzedakah. Zeriya is a lashon, is associated with tzedakah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ziru lechem litzedakah v'kitzru lefi chesed. Right, plant seeds for you litzedakah, for tzedakah, and harvest lefi chesed. Okay, so you see that zeriya is associated with chesed, and what about mayim? The ein mayim el Torah. Mayim is Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, hi, ayvavai hakol tzame all who are thirsty, l'chulamayim, go to water. Meaning all who are thirsty for Torah, go drink the waters of Torah. So, wait a second. What does this have to do with the Yetzer Hara? So, as Rashi explains, when it says in the pasuk, Meshachei regal ashor v'achamor, so that's what we're saying. Ashreichem zarei al-kamayim, fortunate are you, the people who plant seeds, who engage in Torah, in chesed, in tzedakah, al-kamayim, and all waters, who engage in Torah. Mishalchei regel ashor v'achamor. Those are the people who send the foot of the ox and the donkey. And what Rashi explains is that this the regel that we're talking about over here in this pasuk is the raglim, the raglim, the feet of the Yetzer Hara. That's what you're sending away. So by engaging in Torah and in Chesed, you send away the Yetzer Hara. You have control over the Yetzer Hara. Okay. Now there's another interpretation of this part of the pasuk where it says Meshachi Regel Ashor VeHachamor, those who send away the foot of the ox and the donkey. Tana Devei Eliyahu Laolam Yasim Adam Atzma Al Devei Torah Kishor. A person should put himself on Torah, should apply himself to Torah, like an ox for his yoke, and like a donkey for his load. Okay, let's continue now. So, we said in the Mishnah that 3 days before the holiday, 3 days before pagan holidays, it is usher to engage in masu matan, to borrow, to lend, either items or money, to pay back debts, to collect debts. So now the Gemara says as follows. Do we need this much? In other words, do you need a full 3 days in advance? That's how far back you have to start assuming that anything that you do is going to result in problems? Anything, any business that you engage with Gaim is going to be a problem? But tonight, I thought we learned in Mishnah, Barba Prakim Bashana Hamokher Behem Lachaveru, four occasions during the year, four times during the year, that if a person sells an animal to his friend, Tzarech Lahodio, Ima Macharti Lashkot, you have to inform the purchaser, the mother of this animal that I'm selling you right now. Well, you should know the mother I sold earlier today for the purposes of Shechita, or that Bita Macharti Lashkot, or that you have to let the purchaser know you're buying, the mother today. I sold the daughter already. For the purposes of Shechita. So what are the times of the year that you have to do this? Ve'eluhein, these are the times of the year. Erev Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, of the last day of Sukkot. Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Uchidiv Erev Yosef Glil. And also like Erev Yosef Glil, he says, Af Erev Yom Kippurim B'Galil. Also on Erev Yom Kippurim B'Galil. What's going on in this Mishnah? So this is actually a Mishnah from the Gemara in Chulin in the fifth parak of Osav Espino, where we know that there's an iser to shecht a parent and its child in the same day when we're talking about animals. So therefore though, if you're a mocher behemoth, so you're a person who's selling animals, do you ever have to be concerned that if I sell the mother today to this fellow, somebody else walks in and somebody else buys the child, do I have to be concerned that both of those purchasers are going to shecht the animals that they received today, that they're going to shecht it tonight, mamish today, for dinner? Do I have to be choshish for that? So the answer is that generally you don't. However, there are certain times during the year that you have to presume that the person is buying it to shecht immediately, and therefore you have to inform the purchasers that I sold the mother today and that's probably going to be shechted, and I'm selling the daughter to you today and you're also probably going to be shechting it, so therefore you should know not to shecht this animal today. So the answer is that there are certain times in the year that you have to be concerned that that's going to happen. And that's at times when people are very, very likely that they're going to need meat for some purpose. So examples would be an Erev Yom Tov of Sukkot, the last day of Sukkot, or an Erev Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach, or an Erev Shavuos, or an Erev Hashanah, or Yosef Glili, like when he says an Erev Yom Kippur, that people needed a lot of meat, that they were marbe besimcha in the galil on Erev Yom Kippur. So either way, what do you see though? It's only on the Erev of it. It's not 3 days in advance. In other words, people don't plan so far in advance that when they buy animals for a holiday that's coming up in a few days, they plan 1 day in advance and that's it. So why are we saying in our Mishnah that you have to assume that if a guy is purchasing an animal from you today, let's say, that you have to be concerned up to three days in advance that he's buying that animal for the purposes of the holiday? So says the Gemara, I'll explain to you why. Hasam de la achila, Sagi b'chad yoma. Over there, in that context, in the Mishnah in Chulin, when we're dealing with eating, so then it suffices with 1 day. So hacha de lakrav, whatever here, we're not dealing with eating over here in our Mishnah. We're talking about where the goyim are going to be makriv the animal. They're going to offer it as a carbon, as a sacrifice to their avodah zarah. And therefore, when it comes to hakrava be'ina tlasi yomi, we do need 3 days. People do plan 3 days in advance of the yomtiv. So of the holiday. So says the Gemara, wait a second, so you're telling me now, that for hakrava, when the person is buying an animal for the purposes of bringing a carbon, all you need is 3 days? 3 days in advance and that's it? Vatanana, Vatanya, I thought we learned, you have to start asking Hilchas Pesach 30 days prior to Yom Tov, or Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar Shtei Shabbos, it's 2 weeks before Pesach. But either, what do you see? You see that you start planning for Pesach or before Yom Tov 30 days or 2 weeks before, but that's way more than 3 days. So how can you tell me that when people are being makriv karbanos, all they plan is 3 days in advance, no more? So the Gemara says, I'll explain to you why. There's a difference between Jews and Goyim. Anan d'shchichi mumin d'pasli, for us, who are bringing karbanos, that blemishes are very common, that blemishes, it's very easy for a blemish to passel an animal as a karban. Afilu bedukin shebayin, even if there's like some small blemish in the eye, like a cataract of some sort. So, mi'inan t'lasin yomin, for us, it's such complicated rules. For mumin, and it's very easy for the mumin, for as the slightest mumin, to pass on an animal, so it's going to take us 30 days. We're going to start planning 30 days in advance. Inu, but they, Gayim, the Mechusar, Eivor Islu, the only thing that they have, the only thing that they're concerned about that could pass on their animals as a carbon for their Avodah Zarah, is if the animal's missing a limb. So, Betlasa Yom Isagi, so 3 days suffices. Where do you see that Gayim, the only kind of mum that Gayim are concerned about for bringing a sacrifice to their Avodah Zarah, is a mum of a Mechusar Eivor? The Amar of Elazar said, Minat Mechusar Eivor da Asr le B'nei Noach. How do you know that a Mechusar Eivor, an animal that's missing a limb, is prohibited for B'nei Noach? What does it mean it's prohibited for B'nei Noach? So Rashi explains over here that it's prohibited for B'nei Noach to bring it as a karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now wait a second. What this is talking about is that if a person in times of Noach wanted to bring, let's say, a carbon, when originally, if a person wanted to bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only kind of carbon, the only issue that there would be is if the animal was a mechusar eivor, was missing a limb. Okay, now wait a second. Where do you see this from? That for B'nai Noach, they had to bring an animal that wasn't missing a limb, and that's the only blemish that we'd be concerned about. The Chassidus, the Pasuk writes, "Mikol hachai, mikol batzer shnayim, mikol." Excuse me. The Hemshach of the Pasuk, "Mikol tavi al ateva." This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noah, "You have to bring from all that is living." So, what do you see? Amr Torah. The Torah says, "Havei behema shechayin rasha ivarim shala." You have to bring an animal whose primary limbs are all there, are all alive and well and functioning and not missing. Okay, now wait a second. How does this help us for when Gaim are offering karbanos nowadays to their Avodah Zarah? So the answer is that the Gaim, the way the Rashi explains it, is that the Gaim patterned the way that they bring karbanos nowadays, so to speak, meaning in later times, after the times of Noach. So they patterned the Avodah Zarah that they give to the karbanos that they offer to Avodah Zarah, they patterned that after the way that their forefathers brought karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the similar rules that their forefathers had, not to bring an animal with a missing limb, so too that's what they do for themselves when they offer animals for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the rules are totally different for Gayim, and that's why for Gayim, it only takes 3 days of preparation at best in order to prepare to bring an animal for Avodah Zarah. But for Jews, it takes 30 days, and that's why, because it's so much more complicated for the moment. Okay, so now says the Gemara, wait a second. You're telling me now, how did this happen over here? What we said is, do you actually need a full 3 days that you're not allowed to do business with Gayim, a full 3 days in advance? I thought from the Mishnah Chulin, it seems that you only have to prepare 1 day in advance, that people prepare only 1 day in advance for animals that they're going to be eating. So the Gemara says, no, that's only for eating, but for karbanos, people, you're just going to take 3 days. So the Gemara says, wait a second, is that true? All it takes is 3 days? I thought for when we're bringing karbanos, we plan either 30 days in advance or 2 weeks in advance. So the Gemara says, no, that's only for Jews, because it's much more complicated for the moment. But for Gaim, it's not as complicated. The only thing that they have to be worried about is a Mechusar Eivor. So how do you know that? That the only thing the Gaim are nervous about is Mechusar Eivor, and that's the only thing they have to be concerned about is from the Pasuk of Mikol HaChai. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Haimi Bayule Lemuti Treva Delo. You're learning out from the pasuk of Umikol HaChai that an animal cannot be missing a limb in order for a Ben Noach to bring it as a karban. We need that pasuk for something else. We need that pasuk to teach that you can't, that a treif is unacceptable. not that an animal is missing a limb. So Gemara says, no, we have a different pasuk to teach you that the treifa is unacceptable as a carbon for Ben Noach. What's the pasuk? Treifa may lechayos zera nafka. We learned that out from the pasuk of lechayos zera. This Rakash Baruch Hu says that the whole purpose of you bringing all these animals in is to ensure the living, the continuity of the zera, of the children, of the generations of these animals. In other words, to ensure the species existence, you have to bring these animals in. And therefore, if the animal is a treifa presumably cannot have children. And therefore, that's where you see that a treifa is unacceptable for Ben Noach, which means that the pasuk of a mikol achai is available to teach us this point, that an animal cannot be missing a limb. So the Gemara says, wait a second, hanich leman dem treifa ina yoledes. That makes a lot of sense if you hold like the shita that says that a treifa cannot have children. So then I can understand, I can learn from lechayos zera, that a treifa cannot be brought into the teva, and cannot be used as a carbon. So says the Gemara, but ella lemanda amar treifa yoledes. But if you learn like the opinion that a treifa can have children, well then we're not going to use lechayos zera to teach you that you can't bring a treifa in. Ma'ika lemember, then what are you going to say? I'm not going to use lechayos zera to teach me treifa. In which case, I'm going to use mikol achai to teach me to teach me treifa, and therefore. How do I know anything about Mechutz or Eivor according to this man d'Amr? So it says the Gemara, Amr Kra, Itach B'dom L'cha. The Gemara says, no, I have a different pasuk to teach you not to bring a treifa into the teva according to that man d'Amr. Where would I learn it from? The pasuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, Mikol Achai, Mikol Basar Shnayim, Mikol Tavi Ala Teva, Lahachios Itach, that he says, with you. What's this extra word, along with you? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comparing the animals to Noach, and he's saying, I want them to be similar to you, just like you're not a treifa, the animals that you bring into the teva cannot be a treifa. And therefore, now you learn out from Itach this concept that that a treifa is unacceptable for Bnei Noach, which means that the pasuk of Mikol Achai is available to teach me that you can't use a Mechusar Eivor as a carbon for a Ben Noach. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that's what you're learning out from the pasuk of Itach. V'domenoch gufei treifa. Maybe Noach himself was a treifa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, the animals that you bring to the teva should be just like you. You're a treifa, so the animals could also be a treifa. And the Gemara says, no, there's no way that Noach was a treifa. Tamim kasebei. The pasuk says that he is tamim, which means that he's perfect. And we're going to assume that means that he's without a blemish. So the Gemara says, well, v'dimo tamim bedarachav haya. Why are you assuming that tamim is a description of his physique? Maybe it's a description of his character, of the way he conducted himself. He's saying that he was perfect, that he was, the way the Rashi says it, that he was very humble. Maybe that's what it means. The Gemara says, no, tzaddik kasebei. The pasuk calls him a tzaddik, and so we already know about his character. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Maybe the tamim refers to his character, that he was very humble, and tzaddik refers to his actions, that he wasn't corrupt, that he didn't steal, he didn't do things that were unethical. So the Gemara says, lo sakadaitach. No, don't suggest such a thing. Don't think that Noach himself was a treifa. These sakadaitach to Noach treifa, because if you do think that Noach was a treifa, then how does the pasuk make any sense? Amalei Rachmana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Noach, kavasich ay, I want you to bring animals like you into the teva. Meaning, animals like you that are treifas, those are the animals that I want you to bring into the teva. Shleiman, lo ta'ayl, but I don't want you to bring animals that are whole, that are without, that are not treifas into the teva. That doesn't make any sense. So you can't suggest that Noach was a treifa. You can't suggest that itach means that you should bring animals into the teva that are a treifa. And therefore, I'm going to use itach to teach me that just like you, Noach, are not a treifa, so to the animals that you bring in are not supposed to be treifas, which means that the pasuk of Mikol HaChai is available to teach us that a Mechusar Eivor is unacceptable as a carbon for Ben Noach. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case, v'hachad anafkalei mitach, well, now that you learn out that you can't bring a treifa into the teva from the pasuk of Itach, l'chayos zera l'amali, then that leaves us with the pasuk of l'chayos zera, that's extra. So what do you learn out from the pasuk of l'chayos zera, according to this man da'amar, that treifa is yoledes? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what I need it for. Imeitach, if I only had the pasuk of itach, I would have thought that the whole purpose of bringing animals into the teva was maybe that you should bring them in for company. I want you to have company in the teva. Va'afilu zaken va'afilu siris, and even an animal that's older, and even an animal that's a siris, the animal won't be able to have children. That's perfectly fine. The whole purpose of bringing animals into the teva is just for company. So kasrach manazara. So therefore, the Torah says, no, this is not just about you having company. This is about ensuring the continuity of these species. And therefore, I need you to bring these animals in, and they have to be able to procreate. Okay, fine. So what do we serve here? Just to get the cheshbon very straight. To summarize very briefly, we started off with what's explained that the word im in the psukim is a lashon of tachnunim. We went on to say that Klal Yisrael are kfuyi tova, b'nei kfuyi tova, that they should have been willing to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help them out with keeping the mitzvahs. They shouldn't have complained about the man. And Adam HaRishon was a kafi tova in that he complained to Hashem that you were the one who gave me this woman anyway. We talked about the fact that if a person engages in Torah and in Chesed, they are able to control their Yetzer Hara. Then we talked about why it is that the 3 days are necessary in the Mishnah. We talked about why you need so many days. We distinguish between Hakrava and Achila. We distinguish between the Hakrava of Jews versus the Hakrava of Gaim, that the Hakrava of Gaim only takes 3 days because the only thing that they're nervous about, that they have to be concerned about for their animals, for their karbanos to their Avodah Zarah, is Mechutzer Eiver, an animal that's missing a limb, as opposed to Jews. Even the slightest mum, like a Dukin Shaba'ayin, like a small cataract, so then it's going to take us 30 days or 2 weeks in order to prepare for an animal for Yom Tov. All right, let's hold here.